This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. Love being here. We're having a great time. Denise Dirks, my co-host, with Todd Cunin and our producer, Cal Hunter. We've had some great discussions. Go to our podcast at RadioLawTalk.com. We've been talking about the Rittenhouse case. We will follow this as we go through the next months or weeks or however long it goes. Not as long as Britney Spears' case or Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's case, but, you know, we like to follow the latest trends, and we've had some great discussions. And the reason I'm bringing that up is we make sure that these live shows that we are producing and heard all over the United States on over 100, I hope we're right, we may be 106, I don't know how many affiliates we have or people carrying our show, but I believe it's over 100 affiliates. But what we do is we put them on a podcast. We put them on our website, www.radiolawtalk.com, and you can go and listen to whatever show you want to, and you can look it up by topic. So, like Denise, we've talked about Rittenhouse. You could just type in Rittenhouse. The reason I say Denise, she's the one that keeps track of this, and she's in charge of sending it out to our computer people that put it up on our website. And it goes on podcasts on the Google Podcast, Apple Podcast. We're on Spotify. We're on iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio. We're on iHeartRadio. Right. We're on a lot of them. Yeah. So go listen to our old ones. But you can also go on our website and listen to them. And you can search the title. Right? You search it by title or topic, and it'll jump you to that specific show. So there we go. You can also go to Radio Law Talk on any platform, basically, right? Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. But I will tell you, go to Instagram, because we post a lot more on Instagram, probably 90% Instagram, 10% other areas of social media. But
Radio Law Talk, yep. on the gram.
Today we're going to talk about three different judge issues and cases that are talking about Elf on the Shelf, talk about judge trying to force a drug test on a person out in the audience, a Facebook post by a judge. We're going to talk about Britney, the latest Britney Spears stuff, a lawyer dropping his pants, you know, and Denise and I and Todd will have a good time talking about that.
Who among us has not had that issue?
Yes. Come on. I drop my pants every day. Latest on the Houston concert stampede and discussion there. As a personal injury lawyer, that's definitely stuff that we have understood and handled. In fact, I won't get into the band, but I have handled a case very similar. It was actually a little bit different in that they were taking the individual out, you know, because everyone was being crushed, right? So they're pulling the guy up over the fence and dropped him on his head. The security guys. So I had a lawsuit and a case on that one. That was a very interesting case that I could talk about, but I don't know. And then we have the most important thing we're here for. Cal Hunter gives us case or no case. Let's roll it.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
And now, as Fred said, case or no case. Fiza Javid is a woman who uses makeup. Certainly nothing unusual about that. But Fiza was making up a Mary Kay purchase when she saw something quite familiar pop up. Her face and her picture. In other words, Mary Kay had allegedly collected her facial biometrics without her knowing about it. Fiza said this is a violation of my privacy rights, especially under Illinois law. In doing more research to see if this is unusual, she also claimed another makeup company, Ulta, did the same thing, and also without the face owner's permission. There's software called Glam Lab that allows a would-be makeup buyer to see the effect of a particular shade on their face and so on, which both companies are alleged to have been using. So she was incensed, and she said she and every Glam Lab user and every Maricay or Ulta customer had their privacy invaded. She reached out to an attorney and asked, case or no case. Mr. Kiernan, I'm going to ask you, what do you think about that?
There is no amount of trying to do something else or looking away that can avoid Cal calling on you when you don't want to be called.
I know you tried. I can see you going, no.
Well, you know all about Glam Lab.
Yeah, sure I do. Yes, well, you know, I'm trying my mascara on. It's
No, that's Kitty Glam Lab.
Okay. When I'm doing my glitter and, you know, Barbie dollhouse, whatever.
I'll stop right there.
Yes. So here's what I'm going to say. All right. I think this is a case. I'm going to say this is a case, and I'm going to say that they lose because after you peel the onion, there was a disclaimer when they used Glam Lab where they consented to the use because Illinois law says you can't use it without consent. But Glam Lab was able to prove that these pictures were published because they consented to the use of the device. And so that's what. So Case and she loses.
All right. Denise, by the way, this is a one-point case or no case. I'm just going to my disclosure, 1 point, case or no case only. That's all we have. Denise, what do you say about this?
Well, there's a reason why it's a one-point case.
Yeah, that's not why I know. Thanks, Cal.
Okay, so we know that it has not yet been decided, right?
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I have to be honest with you. I'm sorry. I don't want you to.
No, I get it, and I'm glad you waited on to podcast before what? You said that.
Well, I said it was a case, so I,
I think we're going to be fine.
Okay. So, isn't that the law was like biometrics or something like that? It was about getting people's data and facial data.
Recognition.
Yeah, right. It was exactly. Part of that. Yeah. I'm going to say that it's a case and it has not been decided yet. And it's a class action on top of that.
And thanks, Cal, for handing that to me.
How did you come up with that answer through the cryptic message that Cal... I don't know how you were able to weave through all that. Good heavens.
Especially when Cal, the first time he said... Now, what did he say? This case... No, when they hired a lawyer.
Gotcha.
No, they hired the...
This matter.
This matter hired when they hired the lawyer. So it's so obvious. This is a case, and they haven't decided yet. It's still in the works. So
maybe Cal is going to get points.
Oh, he might. That's true. All of us are the same.
But if it's no case, he gets 2 points. And he's already told us it's only worth one. So he's kind of shot himself in the foot there.
But I think we should change that next game. He needs 3 points. He gets 3 because if he's fooling all three of us.
Because I never get points. That's, that's the only reason why. Okay, well, here's the story. You all, of course, say that it was a case. And, of course, you're correct in that. And you all said that it had not yet been decided. That's why I told you it was only worth 1 point. So you get a point. And congratulations for outfoxing me. Like that was some kind of an challenge.
Like, right? That was like a faux pas for you. Whoopsie. And that's not like you, Cal. So, you're the best. You're the most.
My bad.
You are the best trickerer.
Stepped around the next hour, I've got one even better, Fred.
Okay, tell us what it is.
Next hour, I'm going to take you to one of my favorite stores, Walgreens. Yes, I'm going to take you to Walgreens on case or no case. And I apologize for making that one so easy and so obvious, especially to those of you playing at home. Yeah.
Cal used the term outfoxed, and if a fox actually went about its tactics the same way you did, that would be like the fox saying, "Yo, farmer, I'm going into the hen house. Just want to let you know where I'm going.
In fact, I'm in here now.
I'm in here right now. Come get me.
I've got a GPS collar on just so you can follow me." I apologize for making that so silly and so simple, but it is an area of deep concern, especially in Illinois and California, where taking a person's biometrics is not something you get to do.
Right.
So I was hoping it would lead to a discussion.
Illinois is very strict on that.
That's the strictest in the nation.
So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on with the number of judges. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO,
855-529-7234.
We'll be back.
All right. Thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk and playing along for Case or No Case. The show will continue after we take our first break here. Don't go away.
All All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PENNEY lawyers.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the line is busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Oh, that stone.
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
So a lot of stuff to talk about. You know, we've got interesting ruling out of Georgia. Now, we talked about judges' rulings in the Rittenhouse case the last hour, and you know, some people are scratching their heads, other people are like, okay, but this one, this ruling here, really kind of takes the cake. You know Elf on the Shelf? Elf on the...
Yeah.
So I never really knew what the whole big deal was. My family never did it growing up or anything. But the idea here is that during the Christmas season, there's an elf on the shelf. And apparently, you tell the kids that every day, every night after the kids go to bed, the elf goes back to the North Pole, reports to Santa what you're doing. So apparently, all the elves are working for the NSA. And then the elf comes back, and that's why they're in a different spot the next day. And the kids can't touch the elf. Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble. So there.
Because the elf sees kids who are naughty and nice and reports back to Santa Claus.
That's right. So
it's a surveillance system.
That's
basically.
Right. And that's why they move around, because they are little sneaky elves.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, Santa Claus, CIA operative, perhaps, NSA, I don't know. Edward Snowden probably didn't like that as a kid. Anyway, there's a judge in Georgia who has ruled... Get this, ruled that Elf on the Shelf is banned in his jurisdiction.
What?
Elf on the Shelf is banned in his jurisdiction, but he has also said there will be no contempt proceedings for anybody that violates his ban.
Well, what's his jurisdiction?
The reality is it was a tweet, so it was a mock order. It was like a joke. He was making a joke.
Yes.
And out there, and people, you know, it got attention because... It didn't look so much like a joke. It looked like an order.
I think the problem is there was an elf on the shelf in his courtroom.
That could be.
And that made him a little paranoid.
Now, a lot of people felt that it was an order. I can tell you that in 20-plus years of practicing law, I have never received a court order via tweet. Ever. Denise, have you ever received a court order in a case of any importance via tweet?
No, I've received executive orders by tweet.
Nice.
I throw that in there.
Look at the occasional spousal orders. Make sure you pick up the bread on the way home. You know,
exactly.
That kind of thing.
Keep the peace orders.
Exactly.
So that was down in Georgia. Okay, and you don't have to take a midnight train to get there just to hear what the judge is going to say. But sticking with the South, just a little north of Georgia, you got state of Tennessee. Oh, nice. All right, Denise.
LA.
Now there's another story that a judge.
Too much for the man. He couldn't take it.
It's like Radio Law Talk karaoke. Oh my gosh!
What a great song.
Yeah,
Denise has the groove going on there. I am over. Here with no rhythm whatsoever.
I'm doing the pip vibe.
Yeah, that was the pip vibe.
Cal, are you a pip?
Well, I've been called.
We just won't go there.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
So that was Georgia. All right. A little further north, up in the great state of Tennessee, land of my residence for a little while, where I was a district attorney up in northeast Tennessee. But we have another judge in Tennessee. It's down in Chattanooga that got in trouble. Denise, you know about this? The Facebook post from the judge?
Well, social media is not a good form for judges to, comment on.
So apparently this judge, look, this is common sense. But I guess if you're a judge, there's some things you just can't say. Look, For those of you that don't know, there are – you ever gone to, like, dinner with a friend and they're a judge and they insist on paying themselves? They won't let you pick up the tab.
Happened to me with a legislator once. Same thing.
They get a little uncomfortable at gifts being given and things like that. And one of the reasons is when judges – become a judge. Often they send, there's a judicial college in Reno, Nevada, where a lot of judges in the West are sent, where they learn the decorum and the judicial rules and the ethics, because some things might not be apparent. And one of them is you have to avoid even the appearance of impropriety. And it deals with gifts and having people pick up the tab for you, because if that happens, it makes the judge look like they're on the take or something similar to that. And so it's just conduct that applies to judges that would not otherwise normally apply to other folks. It's very common. Cal, if you and I go out to dinner, you know, you can pick up the tab, and it has yet to happen, but you can pick up the tab, and it would be no big deal. Well, social media posts are no different.
Oh.
Okay, so judges have to be careful in what they post on social media, right?
Right, and people can see those. Even if you make your account totally, completely private, there are ways still that they can be seen. And even a judge, if he's using off-color jokes or, making these different, suggestions about things, I mean, it can come back to haunt the judge, saying, well, you look like you're biased, or you look like you're, in this case, you look like you're promoting crime, or, it's funny, because what this judge did was he said, hey, if you're going to be a shoplifter, you've got to be stealth. Is the key.
Stealth is the key to shoplifting. Yes. A judge
and
giving,
like giving
people
advice how to shoplift and how to avoid arrest.
And here's the example that he offers, right? These were all cited in the reprimand that he received from the Judicial Council. He said, and I quote, this is his post. If you and your 5'10" sister walk in Walmart with green hair and green toenails and green flip-flops that smack the back of your feet with every step you make, and you don't blend in, and you're caught with three stakes shoved into your pants, you forgot to be stealth.
He also says that it has to be downright humiliating when police are pulling crack out of your crack.
Well, I mean, he makes a good point about the stakes. Now, the crack I couldn't help you with. But
last one. Remember, people, the goal of criminal and bad behavior is to get away with it. Screaming, cursing, and fighting in front of police officers 10 out of 10 times is detrimental to your freedom. Okay, as correct as those observations may be, you can't say it as a judge. We're going to come back after this bottom of the hour break. We got more stuff to talk about. Britney Spears coming up. Don't go away.
To quote an old joke, I shot my own turkey this year. Walmart won't let me come back in the store. We'll be right back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is gonna do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and is clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take your car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brian Bernards. President Joe Biden's administration on Friday announced it is raising Medicare premiums, a move it blames in part on the cost of drugs. Officials pointed out that many Americans covered by Medicare will see a net increase in Social Security benefits. Recipients will get a 5.9% increase in benefits. Policy analyst Mary Johnson with the Senior Citizens League.
This will give a boost in benefits to people who really need them.
The league says the jump in Medicare premiums will eat up the entire adjustment for Social Security recipients with the lowest benefits. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson was temporarily suspended from YouTube for allegedly spreading harmful misinformation after he published a video discussing injuries related to COVID-19 vaccination. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
1376. Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
I like that show too, Cal. Look, we're going to talk a little bit about this one judge. It's very interesting, you know. Okay, so here's in Ohio. And as he's sitting there, and an individual comes up, and it's a man that he's talking to, about a drug issue. And a lot of times what happens in the courtroom is when it's not a major offense, they're all sitting out in the audience, and they call them up one by one, especially at the very beginning, you know, or later on. And that's Todd's genre, but that's what's going on here. Especially if they're not like major offenses, and they're sitting out there, and he's sitting with his girlfriend, right? So apparently the girlfriend, this is Judge Rep, R-E-P-P. This girlfriend doesn't say anything, and he's, by the way, the boyfriend is accused of violating his probation by not appearing at a drug program, right? So it's not a major, you know, thing, so they're not all in custody, they're just sitting out there. And, As he's called, he believes, that is, the judge believes that the girlfriend's under the influence. And no cases pending before the judge, or she was not on probation for anything. And he basically says, you know, I think you're hopped up on drugs. Why don't you go with the bailiff and go get drug tested? And she's like, okay. And she goes with the bailiff, but then she refuses to be drug tested, and on top of that, she asks for a lawyer, right? And they're like, no.
You're not entitled to a lawyer.
Yeah, it's like,
you're not a criminal defendant.
Yeah, but she's like, well, why are you making me go and get a drug test when I want to talk to a lawyer? You know, am I arrested? What's going on? So apparently, she would not do that. So does he put her in jail?
For 10 days.
For 10 days. Then they go and appeal this. She finally gets a lawyer and appeal it.
Here's the kicker.
Sure.
So they put her in jail, right?
Right.
And when she's in jail, they required her to take a pregnancy test and undergo 2 full body scans. I mean, talk about she's arrested for contempt of court.
Right.
But how does he have jurisdiction over her if she's just part of the public sitting in the courtroom?
Contempt of court for what? Not going out and getting a drug test when you're just sitting there? And by the way, it was even, the facts are, she was doing nothing but just sitting there.
Right.
It's not like she was yelling at him or doing anything.
No.
She was sitting there.
She was actually just sitting there and being quiet. And then he said to her that you look like, you know, you're under the influence of some kind of drug. I'm going to take you to probation and have you drug tested. And she says, give me a lawyer, which is exactly what should have happened at that stage, right? Because the question is, she wasn't in custody of police, but she's technically in custody of the judge, right?
Yeah, there's a technicality, though, there. She requested a court-appointed lawyer. And she could have requested a lawyer of her own choosing, but because she's not charged with anything, it's no criminal, the court doesn't have jurisdiction to appoint the public defender's office to represent her at that point, but she would have been otherwise entitled to have a lawyer.
But once he charges her with contempt, I think that that's when the right of having a public defender would attach, because contempt is a criminal matter. That's not a quasi-criminal when a judge finds you in contempt based on their own motion, you know. So I feel like,
that would be an interesting argument. A very interesting argument.
Well, good. Thank you for that.
Talk about overreaching a judge. I don't know. Go ahead.
So the way I look at this case, first things that just kind of jump off the page to me as I was reading about this, there are 3 branches of government. Legislative, executive, and judicial. The branch of government responsible for investigating crime is the executive branch. Police departments fall under the purview of the executive branch of government. The judicial branch, the judge, isn't investigating crimes. If he's going to hold somebody in contempt, there has to have been a prior order or something that he or the judge can rely on. The judge ordering her...
Or there has to be a violation in the eyesight of the judge. So if it happens in front of the judge, you can also hold him in contempt.
The judge, there was no reasonable suspicion. There was no warrant. Her rights under the Fourth Amendment being taken into custody and subjected to search and seizure, which drug tests are, that has been deemed to be search and seizure under the Fourth Amendment. There was no warrant for any of this. If it had come back positive, she would have had plenty of grounds to have this evidence suppressed. The thing that I find interesting in this is that the judge was ultimately reprimanded, I believe suspended, wasn't he?
Yes, he was suspended.
For a year.
Suspended for a year for engaging in conduct that arguably violated the constitutional rights of this defendant. Now, this is my little soapbox here. If a law enforcement officer violates somebody's rights because they pull somebody over or even effectuate arrest, and it's later deemed they didn't have reasonable suspicion or probable cause to do so, and evidence is suppressed, do you know how long the suspension or any action is against the officer who pulled somebody over with no reasonable suspicion or arrested when it's later determined that there was no probable cause? Do you know what the sanction is to the officer?
What?
Nothing. Nothing. The only sanction is evidence procured is suppressed. So he got a judge that does that, 1 year suspension. Law enforcement officer does that, violates constitutional rights in seizing somebody, subjecting them to a search without a warrant. Nothing happens.
He has qualified immunity.
The judge needed a lawyer.
No, the judge is a lawyer. I think everybody's kind of forgetting that.
The judge actually probably did get a lawyer to defend himself against the
judicial counsel. Yeah.
So this is what the judicial counsel said, by the way. Actually, the appeals court said Rep, that's the judge, had no authority to order the drug test, and basically his contempt finding was without cause. So they said, quote, the judge exhibited arrogance and a desire to prove that his suspicions about the lady the lady's impairment were accurate and consistent with unsubstantiated rumors that he had heard about her in the past. I mean, okay.
And then
a small town.
Right, and so then the appellate court sends it back to him, remanded it back to him, and he says, I'll dismiss the case on the condition that she goes through a drug test. So he's still at the end, after the Court of Appeals tells him to get rid of the case, then he's still saying that he wants her to submit to a drug treatment assessment.
Well, here's another thing. The court said that he had, quote, undignified, improper, and discourteous demeanor. You've got to be very careful as a judge. I mean, it's so, you've got, and I know a lot of judges, and both you guys do too, and most judges are really good and very courteous. I can't stand a judge that's mean to the lawyers. There's nothing wrong with being firm and being that, but, you know, yell at them like you're an idiot and basically call them idiots, right?
I don't think they should do it to anybody.
That's what I'm trying to say. The lawyers or
self-represented
or even people in the audience, you know, it's just like, now there are some people, though, I've been in court, there are some people that are out of control that need to be, you know, pushed back. There needs to be some pushback, right?
But then you ask your bailiff, you know, to handle it and take him out of the courtroom.
Right.
You don't, you know, do something
berate
like,
him or something,
exactly. Or force him into a drug test.
Yeah.
I would just, there's a certain decorum that should be exhibited in the court by all participants in court. You know, last hour we talked about Kyle Rittenhouse. And it might have been, you know, when we were discussing this off the air, but one of the things for me that was off-putting was seeing the manner in which the prosecutor was addressing the court. You might not agree with the court's ruling, but he was speaking to the court in a very disrespectful manner from my perspective, turning the back on the judge, walking around handing papers to the clerk and doing things
as the judge was talking to him,
and there just needs to be respect between counsel, respect from counsel to the court, and respect from the bench back to counsel. It's an issue of decorum that needs to take place in court.
Right. I think an important note here is that the judge didn't get in trouble for his judicial actions directly. It was really his ethical the responsibilities that he got in trouble for and got suspended for not living up to the ethics. Because judges also have quasi-judicial immunity, right? So they can't be sued in certain instances either, but they can be suspended, as we know now.
That's kind of like reminds me of Cal, how he treats us sometimes. You know, just thrashes us and treats us, wants us to have drug tests, or really it's not a drug test, it's sugar tests. How many donuts have we eaten, you know? That's what bothers me.
One time I want to check your cholesterol and your blood sugar, and you've got to
exactly right.
Refuse.
No body cavity searches, though, Cal.
He walks in the room with a rubber glove. I'm out of here.
That's okay.
You're gone.
All right, Cal, we'll be back.
Breathe easy.
This is Radio Law Talk, and we thank you for listening on your favorite local radio station and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com. You stay right there. The show will continue in just a little bit. Hold on.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. Medicare.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
No points for you.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So as lawyers, it depends upon which courtroom or courthouse you're in, but the newer courthouses have two lines. The line for the public and the line for lawyers. And why is that? Oh, lawyers think they're special.
Lawyers and jurors.
Lawyers and jurors. And the reason they have it is sometimes they have to get into court quickly, and there's long lines to get into the courtroom or into the courthouse. And so they have a, kind of the express line for lawyers. And so lawyers, yes, they do get a little special, treatment, which they should, so, because they're in there working. It's like you see at the airport when you're waiting in line and one of the workers walks in, they walk around and just show their badge and they check their badge and they go on, right, for the airport. So it's because they got to go to work. So, but sometimes it just, you get to know the bailiffs that are there and they're the guys or gals working the machines and
the security desk.
What's that machine called?
The detector.
X-ray machine.
You put the stuff through.
Yeah, yeah.
And the metal detectors.
It's like going to the airport.
Yeah, but you're seeing the same people over and over and over again, right? Yeah. And it sounds to me like this lawyer and one of these sheriffs, usually it's the sheriff or security person that's running it, have known each other for quite some time. And there's
a level of trust.
Yeah, it's like you still got to check them. But what you can do is you can use a wand. And this apparently guy always wears his suspenders, and it always goes off because of his suspenders. This is what is kind of behind the scenes that people aren't talking about. And apparently the same security/officer apparently keeps hassling him for years. Not just, I mean, not years, but like a year. Yeah, no, I said like a year. What, you said no.
No, because he was in pro-hack vice. And pro-hack vice is where you get to, you are practicing in another jurisdiction where you're not necessarily barred to practice in, but you're with another attorney, and you're, yeah. And so the federal judge in this case said...
No, this is, I thought this was the one he had been gone through often. Are you thinking of another case? There's three different cases they talk about.
No, this is when Ward, his name is Ward.
Yeah.
And he, what he did was he removed his pants, right?
No. We know that. Let's back up. So,
okay.
Well, we don't, I'll look it up.
He's an Atlanta lawyer.
Yes. Right.
But he was appearing in federal court
in Tampa. Oh, that's right.
He was appearing pro hoc vice down in Tampa. And the court, as a result of all this, was like, okay, I need an order to show cause about why I should continue to let you appear pro hoc vice down
right
here.
Got it. Pro hoc vice means that you're just one time kind of appearing there or doing it with...
You associate with a local council,
right.
Is
okay.
Usually what that means.
I'm thinking of another one. There's another one where they actually knew they knew each other, and this one individual... sheriff/security would give them hassle, but that was another one that I'm thinking of that I'll look back up. But long story short, so he tells them to take his suspenders off, but they could have wanded him, right? And used a wand.
Oh yeah.
And then so what he does, he gets upset and takes his suspenders off and his pants, and is standing there in his shirt and his undies, and walks through, and apparently then someone, you know, calls over the sheriff. Is that correct?
Yeah. And he actually gets accused of disorderly conduct.
Right.
And then the federal judge that he was working on, then she granted what is called an order to show cause. That means that it kind of shifts the burden on the other person to come to court and show why they shouldn't have some kind of a reprimand or why they shouldn't have some kind of consequence for him appearing in public with just his underwear. And so once that happened, he then withdrew from the case because then she dropped the order to show cause. So it's kind of a story, kind of a very weird story, because apparently the suspenders were button suspenders that hooked around his belt loops,
and
he could have taken them off.
They hook on the inside of his pants.
Listen to this, guys.
Yeah, but you could have taken that off.
I'm going to say I'm right.
Yeah.
I was right.
Yeah.
You guys are talking about the second case. The Pittsburgh lawyer is the main guy. That's Jeffrey Pollock, 59. He's the guy that took his pants off. You guys are thinking about another. There's a separate Robert Ward that was an Atlanta lawyer that went to Tampa, Florida. That was a second incident that they say, but I'm talking about the main Pittsburgh lawyer that's about the one Jeffrey Pollock that's 59. He's the one that pulled his pants off and dropped him, and that's the guy that had known this sheriff/security person for quite some time. So I was correct, because he was in the middle of the family division, right, wearing his underwear and his shirts. That's the Pittsburgh lawyer Jeffrey Pollock, which is this is all about. But then there's just a note that there's other individuals that have done the same thing, and that was Mr. Ward, the Atlanta lawyer that did it in Tampa, Florida. That happened to him also. So that's what I'm saying. This is not the first time. There's multiple lawyers that have done this, right?
So what you're saying essentially...
And then there's bra issues, too.
What you're saying essentially is that lawyers going to court not wearing pants is starting to become an epidemic in the judicial system.
Yes.
You know, it's just, good heavens, you got to wake up and remember to put your pants on, even if it's one leg at a time, although that is kind of weird because most people I know put their pants on two legs at a time. But whatever.
Really?
Yes.
I don't.
And that's going to be... You know.
I gotta think about that. There's also women lawyers who, I guess I gotta be careful in how I say this politically, but I guess women lawyers wear bras, but their bras have set the metal detectors off, and some have actually missed their appointments with, like, they have to meet their clients, you know, in court, or meet them in the jail, and that has an issue, too.
See, now, if that's the case, I would think that the lawyer would not want the bailiff to come over with the wand.
That's happened.
Beep, beep.
That happens. But you know what? Wow. When that happens, to be honest with you, the bailiffs, they realize what's setting off the alarm, and they let you go. Because that's happened to me. I also wear boots sometimes, and the boots have steel heels. And so they isolate on these security where the lights go off, right? And so if it goes off at where your shoes are, then they know it's your heels, and you can show your heels, and you're good to go.
But are the boots made for walking?
They're made for walking,
because
running.
That's just what they'll do.
One of these days, they're going to walk all over you.
I think that is the case.
I think that's appropriate.
Jumping back to the Pittsburgh lawyer, Jeffrey Pollock, and this is a quote from him. He said, and he told Tribe Live this, he was interviewed. He said he has been hassled about his suspenders by the same security guard, quote, for years.
Oh.
So, and this guard refused to wand him, which is like, dude, you know who I am. I come through court all the time. It's my suspenders. Wand me. You know, they can wand you to see if you have anything. And the guy refused, or gal, I don't know if it's a guy or gal that's the security, and it kept hassling him. So what my point is this is behind the scenes, behind the articles, behind the news that everybody heard of. I've even heard this on radio, local radio people talk about it. But guess what? This was about this security hassling this lawyer for years, not weeks, not months, for years. And doggone it, what the lawyers have done is gone to the prison and filed a complaint about this security person.
He should have. He should have gone there.
Or take your pants off.
You know, I will say this, though. It really, for the most part in situations like this, it takes two people to continue an ongoing
It does.
Like that. And you hear a statement and you think that, oh, this poor me, I was just trying to go to court for my clients, and this big bad judge just has a, this bailiff or whatever, the court personnel, the sheriff who's hassling me. No, you know, there is stuff going back and forth.
It's a dynamic. Yeah. There's something. And
what if he always wears suspenders? I mean, that's the other question. If he always sets off me, if I have some outfit that sets off the security alarm, then I don't wear that to court. I wear something else. And that's, it does sound like it took two to tango here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, you know, it's never quite as, it's never quite what.
Have you done, have you found the two of you, has anything ever occurred, like, at the courthouse interesting like that, that was just bizarre? I remember a judge one time, and Denise and Todd know what I'm talking about. This courtroom they had was an old-fashioned courtroom. Remember up,
yes,
up on B Street? And after a judge ruled against, in a divorce case, apparently some brown stuff was rubbed on the windows of the courtroom on the outside because it didn't have protection on from the outside. So just bizarre stuff that happens in courtrooms, around courtrooms, and maybe we can tell some more stories. But we'll talk about Brittany next hour, so hang on and keep your little dial at Radio Law Talk. Put your seatbelt on and tighten that strap. We'll be right back.
So there you were talking about decorum earlier, and now you know why. Because emotions can run high in a courtroom, and bad things can happen. We'll be right back as Radio Law Talk will continue at 6 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.